piping porridge. Here's to the biscuit tot. Here's to the java flowing like lava out of the coffee pot. Here's to the eggs and bacon. Here's to the waffles unique. And here's three rousing cheers for the best meal of the week. For it's Sunday morning, breakfast time, the time all men adore.
Hi, I'm John Jackson.
And I'm Greg Patent.
And we're the Food Guys. You are the preeminent food guy, Greg.
Why do you say that?
Well, you've got another beautiful book coming out. I've been looking at some of the photos, and you just recently had a photo shoot. What do they do in a photo
shoot? Well, at a photo shoot, this is the second time I've done a photo shoot. If I'm given the chance to actually make the food for my book, I will always jump at it because I don't want to trust anybody else whose talents I don't know, to see how they're going to translate my recipes into real food that is put into the book. This book is a book of soufflés.
The book of soufflés.
Yes, and it's part of a series called The French Cook, published by Gibbs Smith Press in Utah. And this will be the third volume in the series. The object is to have about 12 books. And it's all on French cooking. The pictures have to look French, whatever that means. The feel of the book, when you're looking through it, has to be French. And the recipes are actually titled in French with English translation as opposed to vice versa. So the first volume was on sauces. The second volume is on cream puffs and eclairs. And then mine will be on soufflés. So I turned my manuscript in, and we scheduled the photo shoot very recently, and it took 5 days of shooting. I had to make 25 soufflés in 4 days. Well, the refrigerated ones, I made 5 refrigerated soufflés. One was frozen and the rest were refrigerated. Those are not a problem to photograph because they're not going to sink on you.
That's right, yeah.
But a baked soufflé has about a lifetime of 1 minute.
1 minute?
Out of the oven before it starts to sag.
Yes.
So what we had to do, and I didn't do this, but my photographer and the prop stylist decided, and then they would confer with me on it, saying that we've decided this kind of framing for it. We'll use these colors. We'll use these fabrics. We'll use this kind of background. How do you feel about it? Normally, I would say I feel just fine. I said, but when I get my soufflé to you in that position, you have to take the shot immediately. You will have 1 minute. And I used as my example a scene from the movie Funny Face with Fred Astaire and Audrey Hepburn. And Audrey Hepburn was this model, and she was wearing this red dress. She was in an art museum, and she was coming down the stairs in a zigzag pattern, and she was kind of trailing along this gauzy, reddish veil, but it was behind her. And she'd be coming down the stairs, and all she said was, take the picture, because she just kept moving. She was not going to stop for him. So that's what I did. I told the photographer, take the picture.
This thing's not going to keep.
And if he took too long, well, then I would have another souffle I would put into the oven, because my recipe's made typically 6. So I would make the recipe up, and I would have my souffles in 6 containers, and I would bake one, which took 10 minutes. Then I would rush it out to where it was supposed to be. I would look at the pictures and I would say, nah, it's sagged a little bit too much. Let me put another one in the oven. But we never had to do this more than 2 or 3 times.
Is that right?
And then there were a couple of shots where he'd wanted 3 in the picture. So then I would have 2 chances at it, or else I'd have to make yet another recipe.
I wonder if it'd be helpful if the room in which he was shooting was very hot.
It would have to be 400 degrees.
400 degrees in order to sustain it.
Yeah.
It's kind of hard on the photographer and the film, I would imagine, but to keep it at 400 degrees.
So that's how it went. I made 20 hot souffles. A fair number of them were savory souffles. The way we scheduled it was the first day I wanted to do the cold ones, and we only scheduled 5 for that day because our editor wanted to check on the photograph so that she could comment on it. Right. The problem was she was in Germany, which is 8 hours later than our time. So we had to coordinate with her where she would be at about the time the first souffle we had ready for her to look at.
I see.
So it would be about 10 o'clock her time by the time we actually had the first pictures done. And then she would give her comments. if she was happy with it, then we would put the other cold souffle in its proper setting, which would have taken maybe another half hour to do. And after two or three of these, it got a little bit late, and then that would be it for the night. And then the next day, I did 8 savory souffles. So they were hot. And then for the next 2 nights, I only did the hot sweet souffles, the hot dessert souffles. And we had a lovely incident with the flaming souffle where I had poured some of the liquor over the souffle and lit a flame to it, and the liquor had leaked onto the napkin, so the napkin caught on fire. Then we had to put the fire out, and then the flames went out, and then we had to reignite the flames. I said, well, how about Everclear? That should burn nicely, shouldn't it? So I doused it with Everclear and lit it, and the flames shot out about 3 feet. And it took about 10 minutes for the Everclear to burn down. And then by that time, the top of the souffle was totally black.
Pretty crispy souffle.
So that's the kind of experience a photo shoot is.
Yeah, I really had no idea there were that many souffles that would sustain a whole text for it.
It's a single subject book. So there are about 40 souffle recipes. And then there were support recipes like raspberry sauce and tomato sauce to serve with the savory souffles and lemon curd and things like that.
Well, the things you learn when you listen to
The Food Guys. Guys.